Today on Gardening in a Minute, leaf-cutting bees. Leaf-cutting bees are native bees that are about the size of a honeybee. They're not aggressive and don't typically bother humans, but they may leave their mark on your plants. True to their name, leaf-cutting bees cut circular sections out of plants' leaves and then use the pieces to build nests. Because the cuts are so perfectly round, you might think that a prankster is sneaking around your garden with a giant hole punch. The damage looks alarming, but it doesn't usually cause problems for the plants. Leaf-cutting bees are important pollinators for crops like alfalfa, so it's best to avoid using pesticides to manage them. If you want to avoid damage to susceptible plants, like roses, azaleas, or redbuds, you can cover these plants with netting. For more information about leaf-cutting bees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Chinese tallow. Chinese tallow was once a popular landscape tree in the southeast, and it can still be found in some Florida yards. The leaves are heart-shaped and turn vibrant red in the fall. The seeds, which also appear in autumn, give the plant its nickname, popcorn tree. However, research has shown that the Chinese tallow is an invasive species, meaning that it grows and spreads rapidly and it takes over natural areas. Birds eat the seeds and their droppings spread the tallow to other landscapes and natural areas. Seeds can also be carried to other new sites by water. Floridians can help slow the further spread of Chinese tallow by removing these hard-to-kill trees from their properties. After cutting down the trees, treat the stumps with herbicide to prevent resprouting. For more information about invasive plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bog garden plants. Soggy areas of the yard can pose a challenge, but not if you choose the right plants. Low areas that collect water are perfect for bog garden plants that will thrive in wet, acidic soils. Start by adding tall flowering plants like red hibiscus, yellow cannas, or blue flag irises to give your bog garden vertical interest. Then use shorter plants like carnivorous pitcher plants and sundews to fill in the foreground. Remember that most bog garden plants need 6 to 8 hours of sun each day and may need to be watered during dry spells. It's also a good idea to plant the shorter plants on the south side of taller plants so that they won't get shaded out. With the right plants, you can transform a permanent puddle into a beautiful bog. For more information about bog gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, winterizing power equipment. A little maintenance now will protect your power equipment throughout the winter and ensure it starts in the spring. Make sure the equipment you plan on storing is in good working condition. Fuel should be drained completely. If you decide not to drain the fuel because you may occasionally need to use the machine, add a fuel stabilizer. Change the oil and oil filters. Take a look at hydraulic fluids and wear points for excessive damage. Check for worn tires that might need replacing and replace any worn out bearings, batteries, spark plugs, or air filters. Once you've performed all necessary repairs on your equipment and attended to the fuel, it's time to stow it away. Make sure that all items are covered so that they stay dry. For more information about power equipment and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, control of pocket gophers. Pocket gophers are small, light brown rodents that dig tunnels in sandy soils. These creatures are almost never seen above ground, but you might notice large piles of dirt from the tunnels they dig. In natural settings, gopher tunneling is beneficial, but in your yard, these tunnels may hurt long grasses, and gophers may feed on roots or tubers of ornamental or vegetable plants. Trapping is the most effective way to control gophers that invade your yard. You may legally trap gophers without a permit, but you may not poison them. Gophers can be excluded from small areas, such as gardens and flower beds, with underground fences. Pocket gophers are most active in spring and fall, so keep an eye out for them. For more information on pocket gophers, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.